Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hello and welcome to our latest podcast presentation. This is Craig Beyer speaking, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchHealthIT.com, and I have the pleasure of introducing Carrie McDermott, Senior Policy Director at the West Health Policy Center in Washington, D.C. Today, she will be speaking about the FCC's Mobile Body Area Network Rule and the opportunities and challenges it poses in terms of leveraging wireless infrastructure for healthcare. Carrie, thank you for joining SearchHealthIT.com today for this podcast, and please take it away when ready.
Thanks, Craig. It's a pleasure to be with you today. And for context on my perspective, I should share that I served as the healthcare director at the Federal Communications Commission prior to joining the West Health Policy Center, and that the Policy Center is part of a broader initiative focused solely on lowering the cost of healthcare. At West Health, we believe in the need for infrastructure-independent care. That means providing patients with the right care at the right time, wherever they are. This is a really different approach than our current healthcare delivery system, which is centered around the clinician's location, the clinician's availability, and too often involves reacting to a patient in crisis rather than being in front of and averting health problems. Infrastructure-independent care uses widely available, low-cost wireless infrastructure to extend care beyond traditional facilities to the home and everywhere in between. So what are medical body area networks, or MBANs, and what do they mean for healthcare delivery? The Federal Communications Commission is, among other things, responsible for regulating the airwaves, also known as spectrum. Spectrum is a finite resource that fuels everything wireless, so it's really important to use it as efficiently as possible. In its recent rule, the FCC makes more spectrum, specifically that in the 2360 to 2400 megahertz band, available for wireless medical devices by allowing medical body area networks, or MBANs. MBANs support wireless sensors, often no bigger than a Band-Aid, that continuously transmit data on a patient's vital health indicators to their doctor or hospital. These technologies consist of two paired devices, one that is worn on the body, the small, low-powered sensors that capture clinical information such as temperature and respiratory function, and another that is located either on the body or in close proximity to it, and this is the hub for receiving and transmitting data. And there are several benefits of MBANs. First, improved monitoring of patients. Giving clinicians real-time accurate data enables them to intervene before patients suffer serious deterioration in their condition. Second, mobility. Untethering patients makes them more able to move about on their own, which enables faster recovery and greater comfort. Third, safety. The mess of wires and tubes surrounding patients has been referred to as malignant spaghetti. Wires can be accidentally tripped over, pulled out, all sorts of safety concerns, so eliminating them reduces that risk. And fourth, decreased infection rates. Wires can be really difficult to keep clean and serve as a reservoir of infection, so getting rid of them means less opportunity for that infection. And these are important needed benefits. That said, MBANs are actually a good example of the challenge of managing wireless infrastructure for healthcare. Hospital CTOs and CIOs face the daunting task of supporting a proliferation of wireless devices. We've got people already bringing their own wireless devices into facilities. There are devices that were once wired but are now becoming unplugged. And there's a robust pipeline of new innovative technologies that are wireless. So the people responsible for healthcare delivery from an infrastructure standpoint have to make sure that they design and operate their wireless networks such that they are like a utility. The network has to be reliable, safe, and secure. You know, we take it for granted that the electricity, plumbing, and HVAC are going to work properly in healthcare environments. And the reliance on wireless means that it, too, has to perform with a known level of assurance and reliability, just like other utilities. The wireless infrastructure also has to support a range of needs from consumer to business to medical. So when I visit my mom in the hospital, I expect my smartphone and laptop to work. Hospital administrators need to be able to conduct the business of the hospital wireless, whether that means managing revenue cycle or sending documents to a printer. And most importantly, medical data and the data from devices used in direct patient care need to be able to flow freely and reliably to the right place or clinician at the right time. And it would be really helpful to have a blueprint or reference architecture for setting up and managing the wireless infrastructure so that it can support this range of needs with the level of assurance and certainty of a utility. As a matter of fact, the West Wireless Health Council, which is a group of leading hospital and health system CTOs, CIOs, bioengineering, and facilities folks, has created such a reference architecture and made it freely available. This framework contemplates what to do when introducing new technologies and network needs, such as M-bands, into the healthcare environment. It also considers the transitions from traditional facilities to the home and mobile environment, which is where we really need to be able to deliver care to make it more effective, preventive, and affordable. Another thought is that in addition to thinking about how to manage the wireless network and the new devices that ride on it, you also have to consider what to do with the data that is generated by M-band technologies. It has to be integrated into clinician workflows such that it can be meaningful in patient care. And this is an area where clinical decision support tools can play a role. So M-bands require discipline to implement and manage, but they offer great promise in return. So to briefly recap, the FCC's M-band rule is an important step for healthcare. It brings clarity to which part of the airwave certain devices can use so that device makers can best innovate new products. It represents an efficient use of our precious spectrum resource. It can improve patient care by enabling continuous monitoring, greater patient mobility, improved safety, and reduced infection. And it can help reduce healthcare costs.
Thank you for your presentation, Carrie, and I'm sure this will provide great insights to our listeners on searchhealthit.com.
Well, I certainly hope so. It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the searchhealthit.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit searchhealthit.com. Thank you.